In the mid-80s, the Gallup organization conducted one of the most exhaustive surveys into the reasons for success ever conducted in America. They selected 1,500 men and women whose names and biographies appeared in Marquis's Who's Who in America, the most prestigious register of noteworthy individuals in the country. They asked them, at great length, what they felt were the reasons why they had become so well-known and respected in their lifetimes. This group, by the way, included Nobel Prize winners, university presidents, heads of Fortune 500 corporations, leading academics, writers, inventors, entrepreneurs, and even a high school football coach who continued to have a significant impact on the lives and personalities of the young people he trained. After many months of research and interviews, they were able to isolate the five most important qualities for success and self-confidence in America. And their findings turned out to be consistent with virtually all the other research that's been done in this area. The first and most important quality of all is simply called common sense. Common sense was defined by the participants in this survey as the ability to cut to the core of a matter, to recognize and deal with the essential elements of a problem or a situation, rather than getting sidetracked by smaller issues or symptoms. Another definition of common sense was the ability to learn from experience and then to apply those lessons to subsequent experiences. Perhaps another word for common sense is wisdom. Aristotle once defined wisdom as an equal combination of experience plus reflection. You are far, far wiser than you know. In fact, based on your experience, you probably have the ability to be far more effective than you are just by applying what you've already learned. The problem for most people is they simply do not take enough time for reflection. Perhaps the two best questions I've ever heard for personal growth are these. After every experience, successful or unsuccessful, stop and do an instant replay of the experience, preferably on paper, and ask yourself, first, what did I do right? And second, what would I do differently? If you take a piece of paper and write at the top of the page, what did I do right? And then write down every single part of the experience that you did correctly, you will be accelerating your development of common sense. By analyzing your immediate past performance, like the football players do on video, you will find yourself getting better at a rapid rate. The very fact that you take time to reflect will cause you to improve in the areas you pay attention to. When you ask, "What would I do differently?" you begin to see all kinds of possibilities for improvement. The wonderful thing about these two questions is that the answers to both are positive and constructive. And when you dwell on the positive, constructive parts of your performance, present and future, these parts sink deeper into your subconscious and program you to act in a manner consistent with that information the next time out. The second quality for success and self-confidence that came out of the study was that of expertise. Really successful, happy men and women are very good at what they do, and they know that they're very good. They have learned and practiced and reflected and gotten better and better until they're recognized by their peers as being among the very best in their fields. And this feeling of being the best is an absolute prerequisite for deep and lasting self-confidence. The third quality identified in the study was that of self-reliance. Men and women who are respected by others tend to look primarily to themselves for the answers to their questions and for the solutions to their problems. They are highly self-responsible individuals. They don't blame others or make excuses when things go wrong. They look upon themselves as the primary creative forces in their own lives. They volunteer for tough assignments, and they're willing to take charge when something needs to be done. The fourth success quality they discovered was that of intelligence. Intelligence seems to be a key requirement for success and self-confidence in any field. But when they looked at this subject, they found that intelligence was not necessarily measured in terms of IQ. Many of the most notable men and women alive today had done poorly in school. They had gotten low grades or no grades, and many of them had not completed university or even high school. In my estimation, intelligence is really a way of acting. If you act intelligently, you are smart. And if you act stupidly, you are stupid, irrespective of your IQ or your education. Now, what then is an intelligent way of acting? An intelligent way of acting is a way of acting that is consistent with the achievement of your own self-professed goals. Whenever you do something that moves you toward achieving a goal that is important to you, you are behaving intelligently. But whenever you engage in a behavior that moves you away from one of your goals, you're behaving stupidly. The world is full of people who are behaving stupidly hour by hour and day by day because they are doing things that are guaranteed to bring them the opposite result of what they say they really want. If you're in sales or business and you learn how to manage your time extremely well so that you get a lot done in the course of your working day, you're acting intelligently. If you do things that undermine your production or take you away from your goals, you are acting foolishly in terms of your own goals. And here's the key. Everything you do is either moving you toward one of your goals or moving you away from it. Nothing is neutral. Everything counts. Each act you engage in is either a positive act that goes on the positive side of your personal balance sheet, or it's a negative act that goes on the negative side of your personal balance sheet. A great life, as we said before, is simply a life that has far more marks on the positive side than it does on the negative side. With regard to self-confidence, every time you do something that is moving you in the direction of something that is important to you, you feel a little like a winner. And every time you don't do things that move you in that direction, you feel like a loser. And these behaviors are not only progressive, they are habitual. The more you engage in one behavior or the other, the easier and more repetitive that behavior becomes. The more you engage in winning behaviors, the more consistently you act and feel like a winner. The higher will be your self-confidence, and the greater will be your belief in yourself and in your goals. The final quality of success determined in the study was that of a result orientation. This just simply means that you know that you are capable of getting the results for which you are responsible. All highly respected men and women are recognized as being the kind of people who can get the job done, whatever it is. They are invariably a decisive, results-focused action people. They have a bias for action and a sense of urgency. One of the most intelligent things that you can do is to increase your ability to do the things and get the results that determine your success. The greater your results, the higher will be your self-confidence and self-esteem. You will be promoted more often and paid more money because you will be producing a higher quality and quantity of work. You will receive other job offers, and you will be immune to economic downturns because your services will be invaluable. By developing intense result orientation, you guarantee yourself a future of success and prosperity.